Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan at noon, your Beltway Blitz. Next hour, want to read Danny part of this story. I don't think you've seen this yet. From the New York Post today, a columnist who covers the Jets. First paragraph, the courtship of Kirk Cousins should begin now. There is no reason to wait until the spring to make it known the Jets want him to be their franchise quarterback.
Oh, how about that?
We'll get into that early next hour. Right now, we're joined on the hotline by Sean O'Hara, longtime NFC East offensive lineman and really good analyst you can watch on the NFL Network. Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. How are you?
Gentlemen, top of the morning to you. I'm doing well. Just trying to attack hump day like you guys.
It's not easy, but we're grinding through it. I want to start along the offensive line. The Redskins have more injuries right now up front than we've ever seen before. They are on their third left tackle, and he went down in the game, so they don't know who's going to start this week. They can't have a full practice today. Their starting left guard, center, and right guard are all out, and their right tackle is going to play through two sprained ankles. They signed a couple guys off the street that Kirk Cousins met in the locker room before the game who would have had to have played if there was one more injury this past week. Have you ever, as an O-lineman, gone through anything like that? And give us an idea at that position specifically, just how crippling injuries can be.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, Kirk's going to be introducing himself in the huddle, you know, trying to find out guys' names. They're going to have to wear name tags, kind of like the Seinfeld episode, just so they know who they are. I've been through a couple of games. You know, one game against Philly comes to mind. Dave Deal, I think, went out with a stinger. Kareem McKenzie got hurt, so we lost both tackles. And I remember coming over to the sideline at one point, and you know, I said to our assistant O-line coach, Dave Guglielmo, I said, hey, man, when's the last time you got on a three-point? We might need you. And he looked at me and he goes, we're getting Freddie Robbins ready right now. And Freddie Robbins was our D-tackle. And I look over, and they're teaching him the snap count. They're trying to teach him, hey, look, this is who you have in pass protection. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is really happening. Because we'd only dressed seven offensive linemen for that game. So it gets real. It's kind of worst case scenario. Most teams, you know, you hope you have a defensive lineman that maybe played O-line at some point, or maybe you have a tight end that can fill in a tackle. But it's a mass unit, no doubt, for Washington. How fitting that here on Halloween you're going to have guys trying to dress up like O-linemen, just to get practice going. I've been a part of practices where, guys, we're out linebackers. We don't have enough D-linemen or linebackers, so we're going to kind of do half-line drills. But never the situation where we didn't even have enough healthy O-linemen to practice a full team play. So not exactly ideal situations going into Seattle, one of the toughest places to play. And I'm sure for Kirk Cousins, he's trying to figure out, can I even make an audible at the line? These guys aren't even going to – even if they do hear me, are they even going to know – the audibles at the line and the code words. So, very interesting week for Washington.
At Sean O'Hara 60 on Twitter. Great follow. Terrific. Sean O'Hara joins us here on Grant and Danny. Sean, the Redskins just lost to the Cowboys. And listen, no excuses. They were banged up and beaten. Dallas, I think, is better than Washington at this point. So put that aside for a second. But I wasn't overly impressed with Dallas. And people were kind of acting like, okay, now they're back and this Zeke suspension – such as it is, at least he's suspended for now. Who knows what's going to happen? But how good do you think Dallas is? Everyone's kind of crowning them again, saying this is the 13-3 group. I think they're on their way to 8-8 town.
Yeah, they're definitely bipolar. And the crazy thing is, the whole offseason and this training camp, everybody was talking about how bad is the defense going to be. And I think the defense played better than the offense. And it's remarkable because, you know, they had suspended guys, distractions, this and that. The offense hasn't been the same juggernaut that they were last year. And, you know, that's typical for the NFL. You're never going to be able to carry over things from season to season as easily as you might think. But I thought Zeke kind of got the ground game going a little bit. You know, he had 150 yards rushing and, you know, some of it was later in the game. But their offense, for Dallas's offense, does not look like the same explosive offense it was last year. They don't look like they're dominating games. That game very well could have gone the other way, just like a lot of their games. So they're not a dominant team right now. I think, you know, the crazy thing for Washington, too, is just kind of going back and looking at their season. You know, Washington right now could have 6 wins. You know, it's there's one or two throws here or there. You know, did it take week one, for example, Kirk Cousins, if he makes a different read in the red zone, week one is totally different for them. It's, you know, a couple plays here and there, you know, they could have beat Philly if Josh Dotson holds on to the ball. You know, those two plays could completely change a season around. So it's the NFL right now, these teams are so much closer than I think we all realize. And we sometimes let the records kind of dictate how a team is better than they really are.
And Sean O'Hara, NFL Network on Grant and Danny. You can see him tonight on NFL Network's NFL Playbook, 6 p.m. Eastern. Thursday Night Football continues this week, the Bills and the Jets. That game will be airing exclusively on NFL Network. Why do you think the trade deadline yesterday was so active? That felt like another sport. The NFL, we normally don't see that many deals at the deadline.
Yeah, it was really crazy. You know, I don't know. Maybe people had too many Halloween candies in their office, and they were all hopped up on sugar, and they got all jazzed up. It's very interesting how many players were traded for future picks, too. And it really just kind of lets you know that the NFL draft has completely changed. And I think it all stems from the 2011 CBA, where the owners were very adamant that they wanted to change the rookie wage scale. They no longer wanted to have all this guaranteed money allocated to these first-round picks. They don't want to be married to these guys. They didn't want to be locked into all of them. And I think the original point was, hey, we want that money to go to the veteran players. Well, it's only gone to the quarterbacks, really, if you ask me. But what it's done is it's made those draft picks now so much more valuable, because if you can build your team with a young draft class, it's very cheap. And it's cheap labor, and you're getting – I mean, look, some of these top 10 picks are signing contracts worth $15 million, $20 million overall. So if you can get a player in the first round or second round or third round that becomes a big-time star for you or a big-time player for pennies on the dollar, those draft picks become even more valuable currency. And I think that's really kind of what we're seeing teams do. The two trades I don't get, though, I don't get – Miami trading Jay Ajayi, that makes no sense. That does not make your team better. And I don't get the Carolina Panthers trading Kelvin Benjamin. That doesn't make you better. And you're a good ball club. You're struggling offensively, but that's a head scratcher.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that one, Sean. That was confusing to me. Carolina just sort of, they just didn't feel like dealing with him anymore. I don't know what that was. And if I'm Buffalo, of course, I make that move. How good is Buffalo? Are they a team to kind of circle now? I mean, they're already 5-2 with that defense playing kind of above their weight class a little bit, and you add a weapon like Benjamin, that all of a sudden becomes a pretty solid case for a wild card team.
Yeah, I really like Benjamin up to Buffalo. Different receiver than Sammy Watkins. You know, it's kind of strange. They just traded Sammy this year. You know, he was kind of banged up. Kelvin's been kind of banged up too. But I think Kelvin Benjamin, he's much more of a cold weather receiver. And what I mean by that is, he's not a fast twitch, explosive, beach off the line kind of guy. He's more of a body guy, and he's going to shield the defender from the ball. He's going to kind of get the jump balls. He's got a great catch radius. He's not a really fast route runner, but I think he plays well up in Buffalo. I think he's a good fit for them. I really like what they're doing on both sides of the ball. Look, they haven't relied on Tyrod Taylor. He hasn't had to go out and win the game. He's not throwing for 350 yards. They're grinding people out. Their offensive line is much better than people give them credit for. They mashed up Oakland. They've mashed up the Jets. You know, it'll be a fun game to watch tomorrow night. But their defense has been so opportunistic, creating a lot of turnovers. That's obviously the best way to win games. I really think Tyrod Taylor losing Charles Clay kind of hurt him. Now he kind of gets another big target that he could use, especially down in the red zone. I really like Buffalo. I like what they did for Carolina. It makes no sense. I think Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton were pretty tight. I mean, Cam Newton just talked about last week about how important he was to the team and how much everybody likes him and how great of a locker room guy he is. That's a tough message to send your team when you ship a guy out like that.
Sean, we'll be watching you tonight. Looking forward to Thursday Night Football on the network tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game. I don't know if you guys are heading out to Seattle, but I'm sure it'll be nice and loud.
It's going to be loud, might be wet, and it's going to be tough for the Redskins, as banged up as they are. They're about one injury away from Sean O'Hara starting on their offensive line at this point. We're Grant and Danny. Our double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports, is next. We're going blitzing at noon. Then we'll get into a column out of New York today, a columnist imploring the Jets to make a run at Kirk Cousins, and the courtship should begin now, he says. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.